You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. We're talking a lot about service on the Mormon Channel this week, and in keeping with that theme, I want you to ask yourself this question. What would you do if a friend of yours asked you to help them for 20 minutes one day? Would you do it? That seems easy enough, right? Well, what if they asked you to help them every day for the foreseeable future for that 20 minutes? Would your act of service for them feel more like a burden than a blessing? Chris Clark, a film producer, wanted to explore that very question with one of the most recent Mormon messages called Lift. It portrays the true story of a group of men in a neighborhood who have agreed to help their wheelchair-bound neighbor get in and out of bed every morning. Well, along the way, they gained so much more than just arm strength. And producer Chris Clark is here now in studio to talk with us about it. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you bet.
How did you hear about this story and sort of how did it come to be?
So it actually is something that occurred in my neighborhood. So I've seen it happen over the past 8 years. And I literally watched a few of the men in my neighborhood be very reluctant to do it and then start to do it. And I just saw a slow change over a period. I mean, it didn't happen overnight, you know. I mean, they would show up and be nervous and it's awkward. It's a little bit weird because obviously it's very personal. It's very intimate. You're lifting somebody in their pajamas into bed. And Kathy's just so good about making it comfortable for people. And I just saw all these men show up that were very reluctant. And I always saw them as kind of, rough around the edges guys. I saw them start to soften and change as they did that. And it happened over a period of time. And they would go from, members of the ward that were sitting in the back row during sacrament meeting, barely wearing a tie, to, I don't know, they just started becoming more engaged in everything that happened within the neighborhood, within the ward, within the community. And if anything else popped up that needed to be done, they started to become the first ones that would show up and say, let me help. I just saw just a small change over a long period of time happen to these guys.
So how did they find out about this need in the neighborhood? I mean, were people just
Kathy had been part of that neighborhood for years and years and years and years. And before the MS kind of took over her life, she was kind of the centerpiece of service in that community. And she was the one that remembered all the birthdays, remembered all the details of people's lives and just served without like one thought of self. And so when she got into that predicament, one particular gentleman made the suggestion we should go over there every night and help her, because if not, she's going to lose her home. She's going to have to go to a place she can't afford. And so that's kind of how it all started.
Have they expressed how this has changed their lives or the impact that they've seen from
it? Oh, absolutely. You know, when I first started creating the piece, I thought there was going to be a lot more about Kathy. But as we were discovering the story and interviewing these men, I began to realize that these guys had profound changes happen to them, especially the one particular gentleman, John, who's kind of the centerpiece, the big guy that lifts her by himself. He went through a dramatic change where he did not want to do it. In fact, it was a huge burden for him. And he was very blatant about it. In fact, I remember him standing up in some meetings during church and saying, we're trying to find a different method to getting in her bed. We're trying to get a lift in there, like a mechanical lift, so we don't have to show up and do it. And he did not want to do it every night. And he just had a switch that just kind of went on as he began to just forget himself and show up. And to this day, I mean, he has one of the most amazing relationships with her. And he's changed. I mean, I saw him change over a period of 8 years, and it was a very compelling story to me.
What did you learn as part of filming this?
I think the one main takeaway that I would take away from the story is that service heals. I just think that one of my favorite statements in there is that service is, it's the triage of the soul, is that when you want to heal yourself, human nature is to look to yourself and for yourself. But when you turn outward, there's something interesting that happens, the principle that Christ taught about forgetting yourself to find yourself. And I think a lot of these men found themselves by forgetting themselves and letting go of their own kind of petty daily problems and finding a woman who's in a dire situation and just doing something so simple as lifting her into bed and having a short conversation with her every night. And I just think the one takeaway is that service heals. And I think it gives us a level of access to the atoning grace of Christ that I don't think we understand.
It's a lot easier, definitely, to just say, okay, I'm going to hold this service project. I'm going to do this thing because there's an end to it, right? When you're like, okay, I'm going to do this one act of service. But indefinite service is a different thing. It kind of has this, you know, you kind of have this feeling, you don't want to admit this, obviously, but you kind of don't want to, you don't want to commit that far, you know, you don't want to say, okay, I'm going to help you forever and ever and ever. You know, it's a hard thing to commit to.
Oh, totally. Culturally, in the church, I think that, you know, we're a checkbox kind of society in a sense. I mean, that's culturally kind of how we are, is that we like to accomplish something. We feel like we've done something. We check it off. We feel good about ourselves. But when something as incessant and never ending as this pops up, it does feel like a burden. And I think that the other thing I've seen happen with these guys is that the burden has been lifted. It's just like in the Book of Mormon, when the burden had been lifted from the Nephites when they were under bondage and under that yoke of bondage where they had to work, they had to do it, but it's no longer a chore. For John, it no longer became a chore for him. It became a joy to go over there and just have conversation with Kathy and lift her into bed. And that takes time. That takes chipping off kind of the selfish little rough edges that we have on our souls.
What are you hoping the public takes away from this when they see it?
I just hope people begin to see that letting go of yourself actually enlarges yourself. And I think we're witness to that with what the Savior did, with what the apostles did and do, and what the First Presidency do. I mean, they give their lives in service. And I think when we do that, we're granted access to the graces of Christ, which expand our influence and expand our joy in life. It's so much easier in life to just grab your phone and live in a digital virtual world of isolation and like not reach out. And I just hope people just begin to look for opportunities to serve and get outside themselves.
I love that. And I think it's a perfect note to end on. Chris Clark, thank you so much for being here. The Mormon Message, of course, is called Lift. Be sure to check it out on the Mormon Channel YouTube page. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.